25 years on the PGA Tour and a lifetime member of the PGA Tour and PGA of America. Jay Delsing brings you his perspective on one of the world's greatest games as a professional golfer and network broadcaster. It's the game that connects the pros and the average Joes. Brought to you by Whitmore Country Club. Golf with Jay Delsing is now on 101 ESPN.
Good morning. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. I'm your host, Jay Delsing. With me is my longtime friend, caddy, Pearly. Pearly May, good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Really glad to be here. Excited about some of the topics.
Yeah, so the show's formatted like a round of golf. This first segment is called On the Range segment, and the On the Range segment is sponsored by Golf Discount. Golf Discount, where St. Louis shops for all its golf needs. Okay, don't forget about our social media. Very important to all of us.
I've already forgot about it.
You've forgotten about it? I like to forget about it. Okay, so our the Twitter handle is at Jay Delsing. Facebook is Golf with Jay Delsing and Jay Delsing Golf. LinkedIn is Jay Delsing and Instagram. Let's move on. All right, so is it too much if I give you trouble again for showing up four shows in a row?
Apparently you're going to already, okay, or you already let's done
skip
it.
Let's just skip it.
So, I know. It just makes me feel more wanted because of the burden that you
feel
guys
the love.
Felt.
Yeah, you're feeling the love.
In a very different way. Yep.
All right. So, Pearl, I got this really cool interview with Jimmy Williams.
Yeah.
I'm going to just set that up just a little bit. This is an 11-year-old, just turned 11. He just finished third down in Orlando, Orange County National. Wasn't feeling well. Long story short, he and his family are from Jackson, Missouri, which is just an hour, just by Cape Girardeau, about 100 miles from here. He and his family are in Cardinal Glennon Hospital. He needs a heart transplant. He finished third place in this national tournament with 16% heart function.
Feeling lousy and somehow kept on going and a good result. And kind of the way he's playing this whole challenge in his life. Great attitude.
Exactly.
Lots of energy with the family. Family's rallied around. It's a great interview, Jay.
And we're not trying to be downers here.
Absolutely.
We are telling this story. And if any of you guys jump on this prayer feed and you meet this kid, he'll light you up.
Yep.
And so this is about the possibilities. We talked, you know, in the interview about he wants to be the first person on the PGA Tour to win with as a heart transplant recipient. So
I'm betting on him.
Yep. So 2 weeks ago now, we got to announce the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
2020, for 4 years, full field event called the Ascension Charity Classic. It's going to be held at Norwood. And Ascension is a rock star company, Pearl. They are so philanthropically based. They chose Norwood because of the North County area. And they specifically are going to handle all the money that we raise for this event. And it's going to be significant. It's all staying in the North County area.
It's awesome. Absolutely awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. So we had a press conference. Hale Irwin came in town. Billy Andre, who's a great guy, came in town. And we had the mayor there. Bernie Federko was there.
That's awesome.
Chris Zimmerman, the president, CEO of the Blues.
Held right at the club, Jay.
Held right at the club. It was just fantastic.
It's such a great club, too. They do. I get lucky to go out there and get to play with you several times a year. It's a beautiful facility. People, if they haven't been out when the tournament's on, they're going to enjoy so much walking and being on that property. It's really a special place. And it's got a lot of history that, as the tournament gets closer and closer, we should talk about it. There's some serious history over
there. Oh, absolutely.
There.
I mean, we'll have regular segments on the show to update people. In 1948, Ben Hogan won the 35th. PGA Championship.
How about in 2020? Is Jay Delsing going to get to play in the tournament?
I am.
That's awesome.
I am. The Ascension is so kind to let me be involved, and I'm going to be involved in as much as they want. I've got some sponsorship contacts and some ideas that'll be fun and things like that. You got a cough drop.
Are you looking for a caddy, Jay? I'm open that weekend if you need
some. Are you working?
Yeah, if you need anybody.
I'm choked to death over here trying to get my point across. Yeah, I'm working you.
Man, yeah, you could get
it. Oh, I love it. That's fantastic.
No, we'll have a blast.
I'm coming out of retirement, baby. I got to Yeah, exactly. I got to go dust off the bib.
We might have to throw a couple extra sleeves of balls in there, too, because that is going to be so fun.
We don't know the golf course.
Well, I was thinking about this the other day, and I don't think there's one spot on that place that I haven't hit a ball.
I know there's not one spot I haven't hit a ball, unless it's past 275 yards off the tee, then I don't know those spots, but I know the rest of
them. Yeah, so this was cool. Mayor Krusen, she came, Leda Krusen. I don't know why I'm having such a hard time pronouncing her name, but she was there. We had all of the major networks, which is really hard. There has to be something so special to get these guys there, and they all showed up. It was fantastic. So check this out. So what does Ascension do when they get the chance to get up to the microphone? They say, it's great that we've agreed to do this for 4 years, but we want this to go on forever.
We want
this to be the premier event on the Champions Tour. We want to raise more money than anybody else. We want this thing to stick.
Can that happen, do you think, Jay?
I do.
I mean, there's a lot of competition. There's a lot of people working hard.
There's a lot of competition, but I will say this.
But there's a lot of competition.
The way that the corporate St. Louis showed up for the PGA Championship last year is a lot. Now, this is not the PGA Championship. That was the 100th anniversary and a major. However, this is a phenomenal sports town. And this is there are companies in here that care so much about their communities. It's a hell of a challenge, but I think we can do it.
Well, there's such great golf played on the senior tour. Yep. I don't know if everybody even understands that these guys can flat play. And so it'll just be fun with the hype. And
guess who's turning 50?
Who's turning 50?
Ernie Els. Mike Weir. KJ Choi.
That's some great players. Great names.
And I forgot one more. Jim Furyk. Wow. You still want a caddy for me? You want to sit on the parking lot? Maybe you can fish one of those guys out. That'd be
perfect. No, because I know their caddy's going to be right on their tail.
That's right.
They're not going to want to miss the second chapter or whatever they call it, the final chapter, whatever they're going to call it.
Yeah, that's right. It's just going to be a great event. It's just going to be something that we'll have a blast.
Absolutely.
We will absolutely have a blast. Norwood will be a showcase. You know, the golf course is just spectacular.
Meet, somehow we got to get where I can be recorded, and we'll record Jay when he's on the golf course in the tournament. And then
we may need a button.
We have FCC regulations we have to follow here.
Well, I'm not following. I don't have to follow any FCC regulations. I'll figure out a way to get some down and dirty when the action's happening tape.
We need a button.
Just bleep it out. If it's bleeped out, we're good.
We can leave it to our imagination, right?
I'm talking about after one great shot after another.
Yeah, okay.
We've gone down that road. Yeah. We've been playing great. We need more buttons when we're playing great than when we're not playing
good. There's no question. I'm just saying we need a button.
We need a button.
That's got to happen. I was thinking we'd talk a little bit about some extremes and some of the cool –
how much time we got,
Meech?
How much time we got? Oh, we can't tell the one I want to tell. I want to tell the extreme
when we were playing golf and
fishing at the same time.
That's so made up.
Oh, I can't wait. Maybe this next segment will tell.
You can tell the next segment. Okay, I want to tell you this.
Okay,
I got this question. Who is the coolest person other than me that you ever played with?
I got to play with Fred Couples. I mean, that was
I can
cool.
trump that like nobody's business.
Really?
Nobody's business. 19 years old, standing on the putting green at Bel Air Country Club, and a guy taps me on the shoulder, and I turn around, Sean Connery.
Well, that's cool.
Could not believe it. And
Bond,
he says, young man.
James Bond.
I know. And I wanted to call him James. I wanted to genuflect. I didn't know what to do. It was so cool.
He's a great big guy, too, isn't he?
Not as big as you, not as tall as we are. But he got that accent, and he was bald, which I didn't know, you know, until later that he didn't have any hair. But, that was just so cool. And then he's like, do you want to keep playing? I'm like, we can play through the night if you want to.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was really
cool. It was fun up at Bel Air. We got to run into some big movie stars. It was a fun time.
Yeah. Well, that's going to do it for the On the Range segment. Come back. We're going to jump on the front nine. This is Golf with Jay Delsing on 101 ESPN.
quick note. We just got a call from our friend Joe Schieser at USA Mortgage. He said the rates are still below 4%, and if you mention Golf with Jay Delsing, he'll give you a discount on your closing costs. Please call him today at 314-628-2015.
Do you folks know about a family-owned and operated jewelry business that's been in the St. Louis area since 1946? If you haven't heard the name Sutley before, well, you have now. They are the premier Hearts on Fire dealer in the metropolitan region and have been for more than 21 years. What's a Hearts on Fire diamond, you ask? It is the world's most perfectly cut diamond. The Sutleys are knowledgeable and passionate about your jewelry needs and are open 6 days a week. They will treat you like family and want to understand your wishes and desires. Their business thrives on developing personal relationships with you. Sutleys also strive to stay on top of the latest trends and fashion with amazing selection of designer jewelry from famous designers like Lagos, Zengani, Simon G, just to name a few. It's all done at Sutley. Sutley's is on the cutting edge of the diamond business, featuring the lab-grown diamonds that can cost 30 to 40% less than a mined diamond. Whether it's a Hearts on Fire, designer or custom jewelry, or even the new and innovative lab-grown diamonds, let Sutley Jewelers take care of all your jewelry needs. I have known this family for 45 years. Go in and see Gary, ask for Gus, ask for Laura. It's a family business, and they are terrific people. They're located in the Lamp and Lantern Village on Clayton Road, just west of Highway 141 in Town and Country. You can also visit them at saettele.com. Sunday equals football and pizza. My choice for pizza is PW Pizza in Lafayette Square. You've got to try their signature pies, and the wings are to die for. You need something a little more formal? Well, head over to their sister restaurant, Hamilton's Urban Steakhouse and Bourbon Bar. I didn't even get to the steakhouse portion. The bourbons are fantastic. Their selection and the dry-aged steaks, wow. When you go, be sure to tell them that Jay Delsing sent you, and you'll get 10% off your order. Visit their websites at pwpizza.com and hamiltonsteak.com.
Doster, Olam & Boyle, LLC are a proud sponsor of Golf with Jay Delsing here on 101 ESPN. The firm was started in January 2015 by Mike Doster, Jess Olam, and John Boyle, three veterans of the St. Louis real estate, banking, commercial, and corporate legal landscape. The firm was founded on the shared view that success should be measured by client and community satisfaction, not profits for partner. The firm's focus is on business, real estate, corporate, finance and restructuring, and succession planning. Since its founding in 2015, Doster, Olam & Boyle have been involved in real estate, business, and corporate transactions with a combined value in excess of over $1 billion. For decades, Doster, Olam & Boyle lawyers have been recognized as leaders in their practice areas by their peers. Doster, Olam & Boyle, LLC. Extraordinary talent, ordinary people. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
I've known the proprietor of Pino Italian Soul Food, Pepe, for a long time. His place is at 7600 Wydown Avenue in a sweet little part of Clayton called the Moorlands. He likes to refer to his place as a neighborhood spot, and it is. All of their food is consciously raised. All of their breads, pastas, and desserts are handmade on the spot. The food is created with a Calabria region of Italy in mind, which is he refers to as the Creole of Italy, with influence from Greece, Northern Africa, and the Mediterranean. What do you need to know about Pino's? They want their customer and their experience to be fabulous. It's not about the chef, it's not about the ego, or any of that other stuff. It's about a neighborhood place with great food. Go on and visit Pino Italian Soul Food today. I want to welcome my newest sponsor to Golf with Jay Delsing. It's Golf Discount. Golf Discount is where St. Louis has shopped for its golf equipment since 1976. Golf Discount has been and still is locally owned. They employ the most experienced staff you'll find anywhere. There are two locations, one in South County just off of Lemay Ferry, and one in O'Fallon at Highways K and N. Golf Discount fits your custom equipment to your swing using the state-of-the-art GC Quad Launch Monitor. This ensures that perfect fit that you're looking for. Go to Golf Discount for all your golfing needs.
You're listening to Golf with Jay Delsing on 101 ESPN. You can find Jay online at jaydelsinggolf.com.
Welcome back. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. Jay and John are here, and this is a segment we call the Front Nine. Well, let me jump in real quickly and do my live spot for Whitmore.
Let's do it.
Yep. 90 holes of golf. Whitmore, thank you so much
for sponsoring
this show.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Complimentary golf at the Whitaker courses, which are the Missouri Bluffs, the Links of Dardenne, and the Golf Club of Wentzville, and no carts. No cart fees. The cart fees are already included in that membership. No food or beverage minimums, no assessments. 24-hour fitness center, large pool complex, tennis courts. Let's just get into Bummer. Bummer's in the golf shop, the assistant golf pro there. He's at least tied for first in all the people and people that love this game.
Yes.
He loves it. He breathes it, eats it, drinks it. It's just fantastic.
His passion is catchy, to say the least. It pumps you up. The fact that he was a really big-time, I can't say world-class, but big-time player, could really play, and he still loves it so much that he's just bringing that next generation on. Big deal.
Yep, and that staff over there, they run golf leagues, skins games, members tournaments, couples events. Great stuff for your kids. Swim team, junior golf, junior tennis, whatever you need. There's a year-round social calendar. There's a kids club you can drop your children off. If you're looking for a family-centric, family-oriented place to play, Whitmore Golf is your place.
Would you drop me off sometime? It sounds like a good time.
I wanted to get dropped off. Okay. Can we just leave the car there? Can you drop us off? Guys, go to WhitmoreGolf.com. Okay, Pearl, you have been squirming in your seat over there like a, I don't know what.
We've got
an extreme show.
We always have an extreme
point two. Show. Yeah, that's right.
Point
version
two.
Right. Two point oh. That's what I'm trying
that's
to
point two.
Help me out. Point two. You know, I was a math major.
I'm the wrong guy to help you out.
I was a math major. Sometime we should tell the story about sending our math grade cards to my house.
No, let's leave that story out.
That's fantastic.
That was so depressing.
So fantastic.
Oh my God, was that
so
depressing.
Fantastic. Anyway, all right, so we're playing golf. One of the things, I'll set this part up and then I'm going to just go away.
I'm going to go into my car. Yeah. You're not going anywhere.
We used to play and practice at this place called Orange Tree down in Orlando. We had just gotten out of college. We didn't have any place to play. Couldn't try for the tour yet or things like that. And we used to put our fishing rods in our golf bags because play got a little slow and fishing was great.
Great ponds.
I'm done.
So that was just how we did it. We got to play there quite a few times. It was a lot of fun. They were fantastic to let two, at the time, mini tour players have a place to play. We didn't have any money. We needed a place to play, work on our games, and it was a darn good golf course. I think it may have even had 27 or something like that. Good facilities and stuff. We got close to some of the guys that worked outside, as we normally do, got close to a couple of assistant pros. So we wanted to be on our best behavior, but we wanted to also have a whole lot of fun there. So, as Jay said, we would have our rods, and we'd go out and play and catch some fish along the way.
And we each had our own cart.
Absolutely.
We each had our own because we like to go to different fishing spots, and I usually hit my ball down the fairway, and yours was over in the bushes
somewhere.
Something
like that.
Yeah.
And so one evening, I'm out there just putting and chipping around, talking to one of the assistant pros. And as I'm talking to the assistant pro, coming in his cart from the background, I see Jay coming. I'm thinking, oh, okay, he must be done. You know, we'll head out for dinner or something like that as I'm talking to the assistant pro, just in the back of my mind. He's getting closer and closer, and he's driving like a bat out of hell, running things, flowers over, wasn't staying on the cart path. I'm thinking, dude, what are you doing? They're going to kick us out. We've agreed. We got to play nice around here. Literally runs over a bush right next to the pro, slams on the brakes. He's completely white, pasty face. I'm looking at him like, what's going on? He stands up and turns around. He says, I got my Rapella caught in my butt. I start laughing, completely uncontrollable. He's sweaty, white as
a
ghost.
All I can do is look around, and then my backside, I see these two eyes looking up at me. I'm like, oh, I don't like this.
That's the Rapella for people that aren't fishermen or fisherwomen. This assistant pro is still in shell shock because he just watched a guy that's been playing there for free for about 3 months just run over one of the bushes next to the clubhouse.
That's allegedly. I don't know about the bush.
You were in shock. You wouldn't know. I remember. So first thing we did, we cut the string from the fishing pole so that we could get
You know what? The other thing is so great. Your kindness that you showed to me through this ordeal was just spectacular.
I knew you were going to live. I wasn't that worried about it.
Spectacular.
Oh, my gosh. It was so funny. So we're thinking, okay, what do we do? So, you know, the assistant pro says, hey, there's one of those little outpatient emergency center places down the road.
Well, you're thinking we just get some pliers. We can pull it out.
Yeah, you weren't thinking. Oh, that maybe they could, but you weren't thinking that. You wanted.
Oh, I had already
you
tried.
You wanted an ambulance. And
I already ready to try. Look, the last thing I wanted to do is drive up around you guys with a lure caught in my rear. That sucked.
So we hopped in your little Toyota, whatever that thing was, and just imagine it's a little Toyota. Jay's 6'5". He's got to squeeze in this little Toyota SR5 type of thing, and not get one cheek planted on the seat. Otherwise, I mean, the pain was just going to be through the roof. So I am just busting a gut the whole way in there. So I walk him into this place.
Oh, he walks me and me, right?
Kind of half carrying him, I can't completely carry him myself. Walk in there, and of course, there's this cute little nurse practitioner type that's checking us in, which made me even think it's even that much funnier. He sees, which is unbelievable because Jay has a good sense of humor. But in this case, he saw no humor in the whole thing, did you?
It took a while. It took a minute. Yeah. It was relatively embarrassing and not easy to get your pants and your drawers off when you got a hook through there. Think about all that. How do you do that?
Well, I missed some of that because they took you back.
I appreciate you missing some of that.
Behind the wall. There's a lot of yapping and yelping and stuff like that, but I thought you were pretty brave. I thought you did a good job. So he got that thing cut out, got stitched up a little bit, and we managed to find some place to go have a beer and a pizza and agree to never tell this story.
Yeah, until today.
Until we said tell it on international radio here for crying out loud.
Yeah, that was one of those deals. So what I didn't do, Meat, was I didn't put my rod, so it's broken down in my bag. I didn't hook the top end and the bottom end tightly together enough. So on my backswing, on my cast, the thing came out.
Just fell apart.
Swing, I wing it all forward, and a hula popper, whatever the hell it was, just hits me right in the cheek. He's like, what'd you catch? I'm like, that's funny.
So we're down in Kissimmee, Florida, and that was a great story at Orange Tree Country Club. And somehow we still got to play there because they understood why he ran the bush over. I think we probably had to trim bushes for a day or something like that. But it worked out.
Yeah, that's a great story. Thank God for that. Hey, man, I want to talk a little bit about St. Louis is a sports town, just real quickly. I mean, I still want to be pinched about the Stanley Cup. Still can't believe we won a Stanley Cup. We got MLS soccer. Carolyn Kendall Betts, I want to get her on this show. She is a rock star. That whole Taylor family, I've been fortunate enough to do a day or two of them every year, and they're just terrific people. So we got MLS coming to St. Louis. The Cardinals are back in the playoffs for the fourth time. And that is just exciting as all hell. And now we're going to have professional golf. Join the party.
That's just
we also
deal.
Got the Battle Hawks, which is a new football team. This town.
Rocking.
They can handle it.
Yep.
They can handle it. I think I saw, you know how accurate we are with our facts, but I think I saw where the Cardinals this year finished second in all of baseball in attendance.
Is that right? That's awesome.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
How does St. Louis in this size market compete? It's crazy. Just a real tribute to this city. And they're going to get to have golf. And I really think they're going to be surprised as hell as how good these guys play.
Oh, if they haven't watched them and they're wondering, then they will be surprised as hell. They can absolutely. I mean, what's missing, Jay, from their heyday? Maybe a little bit of distance. Not anything else. Occasional guy struggling with the putter, but they struggle with the putter on the regular tour. When they're playing their best, they're as good as anybody in the world. And they might have a little bit more character. I like the atmosphere
it's
out there
so
as well.
Much. I was
it's
just going to say, it's so
fun.
Laid back. You want to come over and talk to us? Come over and talk to us. Yeah. We're standing on the tee. We don't care. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. And One of the things that's cool, if you've ever had the opportunity to go and play a course where the tour plays, it just makes it different. Mm-hmm. Then you've been there and you're like, man, those guys are hitting wedges into that green. I was hitting a 4-iron, and you know, or something like that. And it's going to make it different, you know, to get to watch them play a course that you played before.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's really stuff. Cool. Well, that's going to wrap up the front nine. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. Come back. We are going to jump on the back nine. We're going to do that Jimmy Williams interview, an episode of Whack and Chase coming on the 19th hole. But this is Golf with Jay Delsing on 101 ESPN. Well, we've got a new segment in our show. I'm so delighted to have the owner of Pano Italian Soul Food with me. Pepe, thanks for joining me.
Hey, Jay.
I really appreciate you being part of the show and sponsoring the show. And so this segment I call The Edge. Obviously, athletes are looking for edges in anything they can do in their training and their equipment and things like that. And it dawned on me, who isn't?
Right.
You know, and you and I were talking the other day, and you got a great little spot there in Clayton. It's at 7600 Wydown Avenue, and it's just a really cool neighborhood place. But what is it that feels like gives you an edge in your life? What gets you out of bed?
Well, I think that for me, you know, growing into being a professional chef, if you will, I mean, I put my time in, so there's been some ups and downs. Being unfocused for many years in my life through other things that I put in my system kind of got me unfocused. And, you know, there came a time where I just had to take all my experiences, internalize them, and say, where do I want to go right. with my life? And I think that, you know, those things have really helped me to kind of focus in on where I want to be and what I want to do. And what we do over there is really a throwback to what I've grown up on. So our family's had restaurants, and we've always had that relationship with each other that it's the dinner time that's really the social time for us.
It's almost like going to church, right? It's special, and it's special in the sense that we're gathering. And the other thing that I notice about your place is your food is special. It's responsibly put together. Mm-hmm. It's all handmade. You hand make your pastas, your breads. And it's the reason I likened it to religion, it's super important to you.
Yeah, I think, you know, it is kind of spiritual, if you will. I like how you say responsibly put together. We call it consciously sourced. So we take the best products we can. Sometimes they're very local, and sometimes they're international, of course, with our Italian products. But really just trying to get the best things for the best meals and put together in with the best hands. And there, you know, it takes a group sometimes, I guess. You know, it's not an individual sport, although your sport has a couple people together. The caddies.
Yeah, the caddy. Right? We can't go anywhere without the caddy.
Which I think
tonight.
Is huge, well, you know, right. But and that's with us, too. I have a sous chef and other people, and I think it's just really, we have to figure out what the end result is going to be and then work towards it.
Well, right, so. And as we age, Pepe, your industry is as competitive as anybody, man. There are restaurants yep. and different tastes and things like that going up all over the place.
I think we're all fighting. Basically, in our market, in St. Louis market, it's a little bit of a smaller market with a huge restaurant presence. So we're all fighting for the same customer, and we're all fighting for the same employee. So if we don't carve our niche out, we're lost in a sea of average. And, you know, and that's okay because there's a lot of really good average situations. And, I mean, you can make a good living, but I have to niche myself into who I am to really bring out the best in what I do.
And you've gotten away from the place of being all about the chef. And this is all about the experience and all about the food.
We try to make it that because there's not a lot of bells and whistles in our place. So you just come in, it's put on the plate, and it's done right. It's done. It's simple food. But it's done with a lot of technique, so there's kind of a...
That's great. Well, that's going to do it for this segment, but you'll be joining us this month, and we'll be talking a little bit about the edge that we're all looking for in our life. So thanks
Sounds
for being
good.
With us.
Thanks.
Thanks.
After 25 years on the PGA Tour, Jay Delsing takes you behind the scenes from the eyes of a pro. Now back to more golf with Jay Delsing on 101 ESPN.
The Back Nine, brought to you by St. Louis Bank.
Welcome back. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. I'm your host, Jay. I got my favorite caddy, John, with me, and we are headed to the Back Nine. We are going straight to this Jimmy Williams interview. Folks, enjoy this this great family.
Of all the people that I've had the pleasure to get to talk with, I'm so excited to tell and get our listeners to learn about your story, guys. Jimmy is just turned 11 years old and just finished second, right, Jimmy, at the Junior World down in Orlando in, I think, August, right?
I actually finished third in it.
Okay, third. That's fantastic, okay? And I usually do that with my finishes, Jimmy. I usually move up a spot after a couple of weeks and see if people can catch me.
That's funny.
But that's a really cool thing, and we're going to talk about that a little later. But let's talk about what immediately you guys have been dealing with since that tournament.
So the tournament was first week of August, and it's a three-day event. On day number two, coming off the putting green, before his round started, Jimmy got sick. We thought at the time it was, you know, nerves playing in a big tournament. He continued to play, didn't want to stop. We could tell through that week he wasn't quite himself, but, you know, kids, they just keep going. After we returned home, of course, we're back on the golf course, and after a couple of days, a similar event, played a few holes, and he got sick again. A couple of days later, first day of school, sick again. My wife takes him to the doctor. Everybody thinks it's the flu. I mean, it's flu-type symptoms, you know, vomiting. It was just occasional. That process repeated itself. We continued going to doctors. My wife, you know, wouldn't take flu for an answer. And on August the 23rd, she got us an appointment here at Cardinal Glennon. In the afternoon, we roll in. We think we have a GI issue.
Now, Jim, you guys live just outside of Cape Girardeau, right in Jackson, Missouri?
Yes, Jackson, Missouri. It's about 100 miles south of St. Louis here. So within a couple hours, yeah, I don't know exact time, within a couple hours of being there, my wife and I were called into a room by a couple of doctors, and we could tell immediately that, you know, something's not good here. You can tell the expression on their face. And doctors reach out to take you by the hand to talk to you. You know, they're not talking about a toothache here. So that was the first time we ever heard the words cardiomyopathy. We had never heard of that, didn't know what it was. It's basically enlarged heart. And that's what Jimmy had. They found it in an x-ray when they were going to x-ray his stomach. And his situation was serious. So immediately he goes to the ICU to get started on some medications that they could only give in the ICU. And within a few days, you know, they had hoped originally that, you know, well, maybe we can treat this with medication. Then the words heart transplant was brought up. I mean, we were all just, we were in shock. We were floored, and still, to some degree, we still are. He was such a healthy kid. You know, he played travel baseball team. He played golf every day. And here we are. His heart was functioning at 16%, I think, the day we checked in. It didn't get there overnight. So for quite some time, he had had a diminished heart capacity or function. So it was August 29th. We had open heart surgery. They installed a device they call a LVAD. That's left ventricle assist device. It's a pump they implant in the left ventricle of your heart to help it pump, to take some of the pressure off. He has that today. He walks around with a backpack that has a control unit and batteries and a hard line that runs from it into his abdomen, up to his heart. We found us an apartment here downtown St. Louis, close to the hospital, which gave the doctors a little more comfort level. At first, they'd said he'll not leave this hospital without a new heart, but he did great. after the surgery. And then again, we got a place a couple miles away, and they felt more comfortable with letting him out to try to resume some normalcy to life. And gosh, that's where we are.
Oh, it's just hard to breathe. listening to that, you guys, I just can't imagine what you as a family have been through. I mean, Jimmy, I got to come in and hang out with you last week, and man, it was so fun. And you have such an incredible light and happiness about you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that with me. It's one of those things where, you know, I've met an awful lot of people in my life, and golf has just provided so many cool opportunities and things like that. But to get down and sit with you and to understand, you know, some of the things that have happened to you, and to watch you wear your NBC golf hat and smile, and it's just terrific. And I walked away from, you know, I don't know, we hung out for maybe 45 minutes or an hour. I just walked away as a better person. And one of the things, you guys, that I think is so cool, golf has done so many neat things for me. They have raised money for charities and done things for children's hospitals. And it's almost like one of these things where it's they're there. This hospital is there when you need them, and you hope you'd never need them. But now you guys are sitting in this seat where you need this hospital, and it sounds like they've been terrific.
Yeah.
They've been amazing.
They've been amazing.
All the nurses are really good there. I especially like the nurses in the PICU. They were amazing.
You've been poked a few times over there now, haven't you, Jimmy?
Huh? You kind of broke up there.
You've been poked a few times now, haven't you?
Yeah. I've been poked a lot. One time I don't know why I counted, but one time I got poked 13 times in a day.
Oh, that's not fair.
That was like the worst day at the hospital.
Definitely doesn't like to be poked.
Yeah, he's learned a lot about needles and IVs and PIC lines and main lines and things that we never knew about. You know, one of the things they do in the hospital there, especially in the PICU, the doctors come around twice a day. First round's at 6 o'clock. The surgeons come around. There's a group of 12, 13, 14 maybe of them pushing carts, and they review their cases outside those rooms. And I'm sure most people are still asleep. Me and Jimmy are early risers. And after a few days, he was like, "Dad, can they open up them curtains and open up them doors? I want involved." So that was kind of a new thing for them. You know, a 10-year-old kid, he would get in his wheelchair, or they'd push the bed up, whatever they had to do so that he could be involved. And he wanted to hear what the doctors were saying, what the plan for the day was. And I think we figured it out now. He's wanting to find out how many times he's going to get poked that day.
But, I don't blame
you. In a short time, he could kind of carry on a pretty intelligent conversation with them about medicine levels and what medicines were for what.
Well, I'm sure they see an awful lot of patients, and they're not going to find any that have a better attitude than this young guy.
Thank you.
Yeah,
you're amazing.
There's been days when he didn't have enough energy to smile, couldn't talk. We communicated with hand signals, but not one time has he ever complained. He's let the doctors and nurses do what they had to do.
The Cardinal Glennon has been amazing. We couldn't have picked a better hospital to be in. The nurses, we've had a nurse by the name of Mary Grace, and a nurse by the name of Carrie, who Jimmy just absolutely loved. I mean, really, they were great.
Yeah. I know that you told me when we were sitting there that the reason that they believe the reason this has happened is because there was this spontaneous mutation of some genes, and that once we do find a heart, that they believe that this issue is just going to go away.
It will, yes. It will.
Well, this the gene that he has that's caused this will go away with his old heart. So the prognosis is good. Jimmy's otherwise an extremely healthy boy. And, you know, I think the first pediatric heart transplant was in 1986, which Jay and me used like yesterday. In the medical world, there's a lot, you know, of advances over 33, 34 years. And they're going to be patient. He's number one on his category list. They're going to find the right heart for Jimmy, and they believe that he'll go on from this and recover and go back to teeing it up.
Yeah, absolutely teeing it up. And, you know, guys, this reminds me of my friend Eric Compton, who, you know, I've connected you with, but I think it does him and this whole story a little justice about talking. Now, Eric, I think, was right around Jimmy's age when he had his first transplant, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think he was 12. Yep.
And I've talked to Eric several times about this, and he said that it's remarkable how far along the technology and the education and the advancements are just in this whole realm of something. Obviously, we hope we'd never have to, you know, talk about, but now that we're talking about it, they're making advancements almost every day.
Yes, and we're hopeful, and for good reason. There again, Cardinal Glennon's, it's a world-class outfit. I mean, obviously, we're most familiar with the cardiology group within the hospital, but they're spectacular. And Jay, you know, we see on billboards, we hear on commercials, all hospitals, they, for the most part, they want to talk about compassionate care. And I tell you, these people ain't faking it. There, every nurse that we would get overnight would be so good to Jimmy, and you could tell that they cared. That we'd be like, "Oh, I hope we get her back tomorrow, because she must love our son more than any patient she's ever had." And then the next night, you know, you might get a new nurse, and then you'd feel the same way all over again. And that went on for 6 weeks. Every nurse, every doctor was just incredible.
It's true angels walking amongst us, I think, you guys.
It is. They are.
It's unbelievable.
It is.
When my dad was in the hospital and he was ill, I met a few of those, and I was like, man, these are incredible, incredible people. Well, I brought up Eric for another reason, because I know, Jimmy, that you'd like to play on tour one day, right?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah, and he is, you know, he's someone to emulate, because you guys will be able to share some stories, and maybe Eric will win, you know, before you, but maybe you can be the first heart transplant recipient to win on the PGA Tour. That would be something.
Yeah, that would be awesome, definitely.
Well, guys, just Tuesday, we announced that the Champions Tour is coming to Norwood Hills Country Club. That's where I grew up in North County. Right about your age, Jimmy, right when I was about 12 or 13, I started caddying over there. But we're going to have PGA Tour Champions Golf up there for the next 4 years. So I want you to circle that on your calendar. It's going to be right around this time next year, and I'm going to take you up there.
Oh, my gosh.
And hopefully you and I can play in the Pro-Am together or something. But for sure, I'll get you to meet the guys that are way more famous than me, and guys that are more recognizable than I am. But these, you will light up their day up there. So we got to put that on our calendar, something to look forward to.
Yeah, that definitely be something to look forward to.
He'll be practicing his chipping and putting today.
Yeah. Well, I saw that video of that putt that you made, and that was a nice-looking putt. It had to feel good to get a club back in your hand.
He's got a pretty strong short game.
Yeah, I bet. I bet he does. Well, guys, let's talk a little bit about the Prayer Warrior thing that you have going on Facebook, because if there's anything that you all need, I mean, one thing that you're going to find out about St. Louis and the sports and golf community that you may have not known is that they show up and they care about stuff like this. And I know you got a special visitor coming in today, one of the all-time great guys and great baseball players for the Cardinals is coming to visit you today, right, Jimmy?
Yep, Ozzie Smith. I'm so excited.
How cool is that? I'd be excited too. Tell Ozzie to come by my house when he's finished. That would be, I'd love to see him.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun.
You know, Jimmy, I have a friend. Well, you know what? I'll talk about this another time. But what I was going to tell you guys is that this community up here is terrific. And this hospital, that these wonderful nurses and doctors and everything are all part of, you know, a bigger community that really wants to make a difference, really wants to care. And I hope some way that you're feeling that. And I'd love for you guys to talk a little bit about the Prayer Warrior thing that you have on Facebook.
It's called Jimmy Williams Prayer Warriors, and it's on Facebook. People can just go on Facebook and join the Prayer Warriors group, and we just need all the prayers that you can give us right now while we go through this difficult journey with Jimmy and awaiting this heart transplant. That's all we are asking right now.
Well, that's awesome, and I'll put that.
They can kind of see the journey. It was started within a day or two of him entering the hospital, so. There's some information there, and people can kind of get up to what he's been through and where we're at. There's a lot of people. I don't know. Now it's probably 900 people.
808 people, actually.
You know, Jay, yesterday, Jimmy and I got out again to do some putting. We went over to Highlands.
Yeah, sure, Forest Park.
So we're just kind of making some rounds around, you know, finding some different places. He can only stand and putt for 15, 20, 30 minutes maybe at a time, and we went and sat down. There was two ladies up there that finished playing and having lunch, and, you know, one of them struck up a conversation with Jimmy, and an hour later, we see her on Facebook. Sorry.
So, you know, I'm right there with you.
You know, there's great people out there in the world, and people every day, all our friends and family, our community in Jackson's been amazing. I mean, and people say, hey, what can we do for you? And, you know, as a dad, I wish there was something more I could do. My wife every morning wishes there's something more she could do. And sometimes these situations, we all wish we knew what we could do. Yeah. But, you know, that lady, she reached out and she spoke to a boy that she could tell something was different. She noticed he was a pretty good putter, but he's not in the school, and he's wearing this backpack contraption, you know. And I assure you that that's a moment that she will never forget, and we won't either. So that's all, you know. Don't be afraid to speak. Don't be afraid to reach out. You see a little boy in town, you know, with a smile on his face and a backpack, and he may or may not be in his wheelchair. It's okay to say, hey. It's okay to say, hey, I'm praying for you. We're wishing you well. And people around this town have been great like that. The sports community, I mean, it's St. Louis, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody knows they're the greatest sports people on earth. They're just good folks.
Well, you know, we like to call ourselves that, but it's really good to know that it, you know, when there is need out there, that, you know, we do deliver. And this is just such a great story. I just so appreciate you guys coming on the show and sharing it, because so often we think of the sports as like the most important thing, or it's, you know, we just get, our whole society gets, you know, sports in general just blown out of proportion and how important it is. But what's important to me is that had I not played golf, I wouldn't know you guys. I'm just grateful for that. And so you have a huge, huge fan in me. And if there's anything I can do,
Thank you.
Other than, I told you we'll get together next week and maybe go putt a little bit and get outside and enjoy some of this good weather. Yeah. So, guys, thanks for sharing the story and thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Jay.
You got some big fans here, Jay. Yeah. I assure you. That meeting you had with Jimmy, he hasn't stopped talking about it. Like I told you before, he says you're one of the nicest people he's ever met. So I hope the people listening to your show realize what a stand-up guy you really are.
Wow, what an interview. That's going to wrap up the back nine. Come back. We're going to talk a little bit about that interview just briefly. And we got the 19th hole. This is Golf with Jay Delsing on 101 ESPN. I want to thank Whitmore Country Club for sponsoring my show, Golf with Jay Delsing. There's 90 holes of golf at Whitmore. If you join out at Whitmore, you get privileges at the Missouri Bluffs, the Links of Dardeen, Golf Club of Wentzville, and all the cart fees are included in that membership. There's no food and beverage minimums and no assessments ever. They've got a great 24-hour fitness center, a large pool complex, 3 tennis courts, a year-round social calendar that is rocking out at Whitmore. There's kids clubs, junior golf, junior tennis, swim team available for your children. This is a family-friendly atmosphere, a wonderful staff, and you've got to go to the golf shop and visit my friend, Bummer. He is an absolute treat. Don't forget about the golf leagues, their skin games, members' tournaments. Bummer and the staff out of Whitmore are continually running cool and fun golf events for you and your family. Visit their website at whitmoregolf.com. I want to welcome my newest sponsor to Golf with Jay Delsing. It's Golf Discount. Golf Discount is where St. Louis has shopped for its golf equipment since 1976. Golf Discount has been and still is locally owned. They employ the most experienced staff you'll find anywhere. There are two locations, one in South County just off of Lemay Ferry, and one in O'Fallon at Highways K and N. Golf Discount fits your custom equipment to your swing using the state-of-the-art GC Quad Launch Monitor. This ensures that perfect fit that you're looking for. Go to Golf Discount for all your golfing needs.
Urban Chestnut Brewing Company is proud to be an official sponsor of 101 ESPN's newest show, Golf with our friend Jay Delsing. Just like Jay, Urban Chestnut is born right here in St. Louis. With 3 local brewing and restaurant locations, you won't travel far to sample straight from the source. If you're heading out to the Links this weekend, or if you're just in the mood for a classic German-style beer, grab a 4-pack of our fresh, refreshing Zwickel Bavarian Lager wherever craft beers are sold. Urban Chestnut Brewing Company, St. Louis, Missouri. Prost!
Sunday equals football and pizza. My choice for pizza is PW Pizza in Lafayette Square. You've got to try their signature pies, and the wings are to die for. You need something a little more formal? Well, head over to their sister restaurant, Hamilton's Urban Steakhouse and Bourbon Bar. I didn't even get to the steakhouse portion. The bourbons are fantastic. Their selection and the dry-aged steaks, wow. When you go, be sure to tell them that Jay Delsing sent you, and you'll get 10% off your order. Visit their websites at pwpizza.com and hamiltonsteak.com. When you hear someone mention a certain bank, do you wonder, is that its original name? Who owns that bank? I also hear the word community mentioned often. Can a bank really be a community one if it's not locally owned and decisions are made for that bank hundreds of miles away? Well, welcome St. Louis Bank into this conversation. They are locally owned and do live in this community. They want to be the St. Louis Bank and are working right now to redefine what it means to be a community bank. Whether you're an individual, someone representing a private company, a purpose-driven organization, or whatever, if you care about your people, your community, and about St. Louis, then we want to be your banking partner. St. Louis Bank wants to create something big, together. Keep an eye out for our 2 new locations, one in Edwardsville, opening in March, and the other on Hanley Road at Highway 40, opening in April, both in 2020. You can reach them at 314-851-6200 or go to stlouisbank.com.
It's time for the 19th hole on Golf with Jay Delsing.
Well, thanks for staying with us. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. We're jumping on the 19th hole. And I want to talk a little bit about this new segment that we have called A Fine Drive with Jay, sponsored by the Dean team. Sorry. When I sat down with these guys, they talked about partnerships, which really is what I've been kind of preaching with some of the folks that have helped me out with the show. And the Dean Team Automotive Group is unbelievable. When you hear a dealer say, we have every car that you need, you know, that's kind of like, we'll just throw that out there. Well, these guys really do. Their list includes Volkswagen, Subarus, Hyundais, Genesis. There's a new Volvo store that's opening soon that is just going to be unbelievable. They also have over 1,000 pre-owned cars. And just to have them on the show and calling it a fine drive, I'm like, look, I had a couple of fine drives, but I had a lot of non-fine drives, more than I had this. They were great about it. They also have a golf cart division where they make customized golf carts. It's really cool. We have seen those before. Mm-hmm. You can work with how fast they can go. They're street legal. You can do different colors. It's not like we're jumping in a little gas cart at the Muni course that we grew up on, Pearl. These things are awesome, and they are customized. So if you're interested in that, go to DeanTeamGolfCarts.com. And lastly, this place, the Dean Team Autosports, is unbelievable. They have almost $10 million worth of automobiles at this place. I went online and was checking them out. Luxury cars, Pearl, like you're familiar with, like the Bugattis, the Bentleys, Ferraris, Maseratis, Lamborghinis, McLarens, Rolls-Royces. Have you ever been in a Rolls-Royce?
Yes, I have.
I kind of lobbed that over there. How'd you like that Rolls-Royce?
It was pretty spectacular.
It is pretty spectacular. Pretty spectacular. Yep. Yesterday, they got in a Porsche 918 Spyder, list for $1.5 million.
How many miles does it have on it?
I bet it doesn't have any.
Wow, that sounds very special.
Yeah, that's pretty place. So if you're looking for luxury cars, you're looking for any cars, reach out to the Dean Team and the Dean Team Automotive Group. There's 5 locations, all on Manchester Road. Volkswagen, Subaru, and Hyundai are in Baldwin. They have a second Volkswagen location in Kirkwood, and they're about to open that new Volvo store, as I mentioned, in Maplewood. The golf cart shop is also in Maplewood. You can find anything you need to know about Dean Team at deanteam.com. Tell them Jay Delsing sent you, and hopefully they'll sell you a car.
Beautiful.
The Jimmy Williams interview just tore me up. There was a point in that interview, John, where all of us were weepy. It was just, I just decided, go with it. Go for it. I sat next to this young guy, and he is just, he just radiates positivity and love and just,
well, that's what we need to support. That's where he's at. That's where his family's at. Obviously, they've got major challenges, but they also feel like, sound to me, like ducks are in a row and this thing's going to happen. And I'll tell you what, whether it's sports or life in general, a true, honest, which is what they have, sincere, positive attitude goes a very long way. And I'm with you, Jay. It's contagious.
Yeah, it absolutely does. Yeah, so we appreciate them. Their thoughts, our thoughts and prayers are with that family for sure. And I told them, let's go play golf. Mm-hmm. Let's go play in the Pro-Am at the Champions event next year. You're going to get that heart, get you out there. Yeah, that'll be so much fun.
That, and it's something to look forward to. You know, that's another key thing right in life. We want key things that are out there in front of us that we can look forward to. And he certainly has that. And yeah, I could tell that lit him up and his whole family. So, there's 3 more people you're going to be bringing to that tournament.
Right now, hey, I am recruiting my gallery. It will I'm not going to be out there just me and you this time. We're tired of that. 30 years of that's too long.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, that's going to do it for another show. Pearly, that was fun.
It was always fun. Yep. Thanks, Jay.
Meat, thanks for doing whatever you do for us and keep us together. And I know you don't tell anybody you do this show, but maybe one day you can. And thanks for listening. Hit 'em straight, St. Louis.
That was Golf with Jay Delsing, brought to you by Whitmore Country Club. Tune in next Sunday for more from Jay, John, and the other pros and experts from the golf world. In the meantime, you can find all of Jay's shows at 101ESPN.com, as well as at jdelsinggolf.com.